That's what happens. Okay, let's do the next Gemara. The Gemara said like this: Haba al achoyse ba al achoyse aviv. So the Gemara says all these people get knas. Why do you pay knas? Because since the chayve krisis, so you pay knas, right? Only kamrei b'drabim only applies in chayve misas bezdin. Achoyse aviv is chayv karis. Karis is misim b'dei shemayim, and therefore you pay knas. There's no kamrei b'drabim. Right, that was we did that Gemara before. That was all that was Gemara before. Says the Gemara, Urminu, we'll ask you a question. It says, Eilu ein aloikin, haba alachos v'alachos aviv, v'alachos imoi, v'alachos ishto v'aleisoch v'aleisach yoviv v'alanidom, which means that since they don't get Misa, they will get Malkus, because even though they get Kuris, it doesn't preclude them from Malkus, so they get punished with Malkus, with Makus, lashes, and after all, the Kaimalon we hold, the ein aloikum mishalem. So why do you say the chayiv knas? You're right. Mehilchis misa the potter. There's no kamle b'ravimine because they get misa b'nei shemayim. They get kares, and therefore they will pay knas. But they also get malchus, and we hold ein aloike u'mishalim. You don't get and malchus and pay money. So why doesn't the Mishnah say that these women you pay knas? After all, they get malchus. Ve'ein aloike u'mishalim. Look in Rashi. The nafkan on the kamon, because you learn later on, michdei rishosay, mishum risha achas atem mechayvoy, viatem mechayvoy, mishum rishay rishayos, that you can't punish a person twice. And therefore, if they get malchus, they shouldn't get knas. And since we know these women get malchus based on the Mishnah and Makkus, so then why, Eloin Aloikin, Mishnah and Makkus, they get malchus, so why then do we say in these, Eloinai rishayshlem knas, the same women? Says the Gemara, gets three truths. First teretz is Lamed Beis, next teretz is a daf later, and the two daf later is another teretz. First teretz is Oma Ula. It says Ula, Loi Kasha, Kan Vachoysoi Nairo, Kan Vachoysoi Boigeres. What does that mean, says Rashi? Our Mishnah is talking about Achoysoi Nairo. The Iko Knas, the Riz Knas, Usvir Elei, Ula holds, the Memoine Meshalim, Veloi Loki. Vahide Makis, Boigeres, Eino Knas. Which means, our Mishnah says you pay. In other words, everybody agrees, Eina loike u'mishalim. You don't get malchus and pay money at the same time knas. It doesn't go together. Just what is it? Says Ula, when you have a choice between malchus and payment, you pay money. You don't get knas. You pay money and you don't get malchus. And therefore our Mishnah says, you pay money. Why? I, malchus? No, you won't get malchus. Because of kamle v'drabmine, you won't get malchus. You pay the money, but you won't get malchus. The opposite of kamle b'damine, you won't get money, you'll pay the money, but you won't get knas. Mashenk in the Mishnah over there that says you get malchus, and you don't pay knas, or you get malchus is talking about a case where it's achoysoi bogeres, where there's no knas anyway, because she's a bogeres. The knas is only by nara, and therefore, clearly you'll get malchus, and that's what it's talking about. And that's really what the Gemara says, almuk savulu l'holz, kalecha d'ika mamenu malchus. Whenever there's Mammon and Malkus, Memoinim Meshalim, Milki Leiloki, you get paid, but you don't get Malkus. In other words, the same idea of Kamle B'Dabnine, just which one do you choose? You get Mammon, you pay the money, you don't get a Malkus. The Gemara actually says that it depends on which case, whatever the Torah speaks about, that's what you'll be getting. So therefore, in our case, where the Torah speaks about Knas, then we forego on the Malkus, because Knas is specifically designated that you pay the knas. But the same idea is really the same hold true, is that Ula also says, come levi d'ramine, you don't get both together. So she says, you get payment, you pay, you don't get malchus, and therefore our Mishnah is not a stira to the Gemara over there, because you won't get malchus over here, you'll get knas. Clear? That's what the Gemara says. So, says Reb Chaim, before I go anywhere further, famous Reb Chaim says that this halacha of Eina Leiku Mishalim is not the same halacha as Eina Meis Umishalim. What does he mean with that? He says, even though both of them are concepts of Kamle B'Dabmine, and both of them work the same way, you can get two punishments, Eina Meis Umishalim and Eina Leiku Mishalim, right? Happens to be Ula says, you get Mominus instead of Knas, instead of Malchus. You pay Knas instead of Mammon, yes, Malchus, no. Rabbi Yechanan says, next daf, you get Malchus, you don't pay Mammonus. but the same idea. You don't get both together. The same kum le bidamine, says Reb Chaim, they work differently. Why? Because kum le bidamine from Eina Mesa Mishalem, we learn from the Fasik, lo ye osoin. Right? If you hit the woman, and then you hit the pregnant woman, and you pay for the vladois, im lo ye osoin. But if there is an osoin, which if you kill the woman, you're potter from paying for the vladois. That means, kum le bidamine. This one we learn, Rashi says, that Eina Leiku Mishalem, because Mishum Risho Achas Ata Mechaivoi, Viyata Mechaivoi Mishum Shtei Rishuyos, that you only get punished once. You don't get punished twice. So Chaim says, there are two different dinim. What are the two different dinim? Here the Chaim says, everybody says it all over the place. The Chaim says it over here on this Gemara. Says the Chaim, there's a difference between Mesa Mishalem and Leiku Mishalem. What's the difference? Correct. Can go either direction. Okay. Okay. So what's the correct? Right. The difference is that Leikum Mishalim can go either direction. Ula says you pay money, you don't get malchus. Reb Yochanan says you get malchus, you don't get money. But Mesim Mishalim only goes in one direction. You get killed.
Worse.
I know. So what's the difference in lumdus? What's the difference in lumdus? Says Chaim. So Chaim says, you pointed out very correct, you saw pointed out very correctly, that one can go either way, one is not. The answer is, says Chaim, because Mesa Mishalim is a poiter, which means the big punishment of Misa, that patters you from the small punishment. Which means, Misa is such a heavy thing, we consider it like the other thing, we don't even consider that it was, done. Meaning, you just did the thing which made you chayav Misa, we don't even consider that you did anything else. Misa is a pointer on everything else. Mashenkein, Leiku Mishalem,
two Rishuyos.
Bezin doesn't give you two punishments. That's the difference in Svara. Here Reb Chaim says it. He says in Nafkamina, I'll show you soon how he explains the place based that, and I'll tell you soon in Nafkamina, which is relevant to this. Yes. Oh, they all ask that question. So what's the Chiyuv L'Tzei B'nei Shemayim if Misa is a pointer? So you're right. It could be that's only in the that they discuss that question. The question is discussed. I'm not. Maybe the svara is that in what you're doing, it's considered that you didn't do it. But latzidei shemayim, you know, the action was done, so to speak, right? That's there's different ways of explaining it. They could say either it means it's a poiter, or the way who says this, or Kivega says, we're going to get seen later on, is that not just Misa is a poiter, but it means that regarding the mominous action, right, let's say you did damage at the same time when you killed somebody, so the physical damage that you caused, moministic action, we don't consider that you did it, Kivega says. It's like it's done al yedei acher. It's not you. You did a big thing. That's what you did. How did it happen? It happened automatically, not through you. We don't attest. We don't attribute the maisa of mamon to your action. So that's how they explain the latzei de shemayim. Because in yedei shemayim, it's irrelevant if it's attributed to you. Latzei de shemayim, you gotta do it. I saw that actually one of the svarim, Atera Shmuel brings down that the svara of Reb Chaim and Reb Kiveger is that's not attributed to your actions, the mamon is thicker thing. So latzei de shemayim, you know, it's irrelevant if it's attributed to your actions. At the end of the day, it was caused by you, so therefore, you're chayim. But that's the svara they bring down. Look at number one, Banera. The Shani Din, the Ein Mesim, straight from Chidushi Agrach, the Stenslach, which is the Chidushi Agrach al Hashas, Banera. The Shani Din, the Ein Mesim Shalim, Vidin, the Ein Leike Mishalim. The Mamun of Malkus, Heri Yalfina Mikrod, the Shtei Rishuyos. Behainu, the Ein Bezdin, Mechayven, Oysa, the Shtei Rishuyos. Bezdin cannot punish him two different ways. Ubinin, the Shtei Rishuyos, and Mesuz, the Bezdin. Avon Misu, in other words, two punishments which are given over to Bezdin, you cannot give. Malchus and Mammon, one of the two. Avon Misu Mammon, lav mikra de rishachis afinon, elam lo yosni afinon. Vahainu, the Misi hai poteres Mammon, the ein mesu mishalim. So based on this, he answered the following question. There's a steer in Taisus. Taisus says, daflam bezon beis, that if two Adam come and say that what's the name, was Motzi Shemra on his new bride, right? Yaakov was Motzi Shemra on his new bride. So, they want to make this person chayiv, how much? 50 or 100, whatever it is. 50, whatever the chiyuv is, moitzi shemra, and give him malchus, because moitzi shemra, you get malchus on. So they want to make him chayev mamon and malchus. Moitzi shemra, mamon and malchus. And then it turns out they're edim zaymimin. Who's mu? So what's halacha? So Tesis says Tesis, ve'enir l'ri, the yeh bezed din, the ain leikim shalim. Kivin erotzu l'chayvoy, mamon and malchus. He says that since they wanted to be mechayevim one thing, which is Edim Zaymimin. They wanted this person mechayev and Malchus and Mammon. And it turns out they were Edim Zaymimin, so they get both punishments. They get and Mammonist, what they want to make him pay, and Malchus. Says the Diri, there's no concept over here of Eina Leikim Mishalem, Kivin the Ratz Lechayevoy, Mammon and Malchus. Because it's one thing they wanted to make him chayev, both together. So therefore they get as a punishment, there's one punishment over here. What's the one punishment? Mammon and Malchus are both the punishment for this person. And Eid Zaymim gets punished, Kasha Zamam Lasa Lachiv. What's the Kasha Zamam? Mammon and Malchus. Therefore, you punish them both. That's what the Ri says. So Chaim asked the Kasha that we find, the Gemara Sanhedrin says, that if two Edim come along and say that this woman was Mizana. So the halach is she's chayev nisa and she loses her ksuva. She loses money. They want to make her lose 200 zuz and she's chayev nisa. And now it turns out the Edim zaymim in. So the Gemara says that these two Edim, what's the halach? What do you do with them?
Just Misa.
And they don't have to pay 200 zuz. Why? Because ain't a mason mishalim, come lebe the rab minei. So Chaim asks, so how could Taisa say that Mammon and Malchus, we say it's all one kasha zomam, and they have chayv to pay both. Over here, it's also one kasha zomam, Misa and Mammon. And still we say, come lebe the rab minei, what's the difference? Look in the Chaim. With them too, it's Masha Kasha la Taisa Bixubis. You pay both the kashim igmas and hedrin edavar shuhuz muneragin ve'ein mishalmin mamayin v'alehosum rotzel chayv isha misu mamayin v'cheinik shev kivega. The kivega asks the kasha on Taisus. Says Chaim, according to me, it makes a lot of sense. Why? Because mamayin and malchus, because you don't give him two punishments. So here he says, it's one punishment. What's the punishment? Kasha Zomam. It's not Teres Shuyot. Bez is not giving you two separate punishments. The one punishment consists of Mamim and Malchus. You gotta give it to him. Masha Enkein, by Kamle Vidravine, Misa, and Mamim, it's not because Bez can't give you two punishments. Because if you do the big thing of killing somebody, then we don't consider you did the other thing. So therefore, you kill somebody by Kasha Zomam. That's called killing somebody by giving aid to Sheker wanting to kill somebody, so that's considered killing someone. So therefore he says, clearly you potter on the mominus, that's what Chaim answers. You can argue, you can disagree, you can say it's also a punishment, it's not as a misa. What do you want to say the opposite?
Based on Reb Chaim himself, that Eid Zomen, the Kasha Zomen is not a punishment. He uses to explain other things.
So it's good.
No, because then you can't explain the difference.
Why? Kasha Zomen? Oh.
That's
what you did.
So you have a Chaloshim Eid Zomen.
Okay.
And when you have a Chaloshim Eid Zomen, these are the consequences. So Kasha Zomen, it's not an onesh for the Aveira.
It's not all an onesh for me.
There's a lot of things, because you don't even have Surah, right? There's a lot of...
Correct.
You have to explain a number of problems.
Okay, so you want to say you become an Eid Zomen, okay.
Right. And then in Memela, once you achieve the status of Eid Zomen,
so then it's
still apply Kasha Zomen.
See,
so the problem with that is that you can't explain the difference between...
Because you can't say one is a punishment and one is a chiv. Right. It explains the misa part, but it won't explain the...
No, according to that svara, you should have misa in Mammon.
No, why?
Because it's not that it's an onesh.
It's even better. So then you... No, so what did you do? You're an Eid Zomen that killed somebody.
You should get
both. According to that svara, you should get both.
Why?
Because it's not an onesh.
The person wouldn't have
got exactly. The person would have got a both. You killed the person and you made him lose money.
So
So
why would you get both?
You are trying to do, what do you mean?
You try to do to a guy is only to get him killed. Because he wouldn't have paid.
No, her. You want to get her killed. No, but he's right though. Because the point is, if it's not a punishment, so you become the Eid Zomen, it means you're doing this. So you're doing it, you're doing killing and making lose money. So that's, so you, the regular case of coming to me means
so
that you're potter.
If it doesn't only give one omish. If it's not an omish.
So what is it? So then it's like, so what is the new rule of Eizoim? I don't know what that means. I thought it means, Eizoim means, it's like you're doing, that's what's attributed to you, is like you're doing it. So if you're doing it, so you're doing Misa and Momin, so clearly you only do one. So that's the case, so why by Malchus and Momin?
Right.
That, you're right. You know, okay, I hear that. You're saying it's not a punishment.
The story you said before, which is that with Misa and Momin, the Misa potters you.
It's like you didn't do it.
It's like, yeah, so Akasha Zaman wouldn't get Momin, would just get the Misa.
Correct, yeah. As opposed to the other one, it's a Dina Eid Zaymim to Rishuyos. Even if it's not punishment. Perhaps, okay. That's, I hear that tomorrow. Anyway, that's Reb Chaim. Keep it in the back of your pockets, because with the Reb Chaim we'll understand another whole sugya. Okay, so there's a famous Reb Kiveiga over here. It's actually not Reb Kiveiga. It's the son-in-law of the Pnei Yeshua who asked this kasha. The Pnei Yeshua, in his Hadgama, in his intro to Masechta Ksuvos, he brings down from his son-in-law Reb Beirish. And Reb Beirish asked the following question. That's the question of Reb Beirish, the Pnei Yeshua's son-in-law, on our sugya. Reb Kiveiga brings it down, and he has all different teretz in there. I want to focus on that. So you might say like this. Reb Kiveiga brings it down. I had it in Pnei Yeshua, but it's easy over here to read it. Uruminu, Eilein Aloikin Abala Chaysoi. V'kaimalon, De'ein Loikin Mashalim. Oh. Hikshali Chacham. So basically, what does our Gemara say? Our Gemara says that this case of Habal Achoisoi, Yechayev Malkus, and Yechayev Knas. And it should be a case of Kamle B'Drabbe Minei, of Ein Eloikum Mishalim. You might say at the end, you get Mamnes, you don't get Malkus, but it's a classical case of Kamle B'Drabbe Minei, of not being Chayev both Malkus and Mamnes. Right? Because it comes at the same time, it's Kamle B'Drabbe Minei. That's what Agamar says. And if the Gemara asks, V'Ein Eloikum Mishalim. Asks the Chacham Echot. Hikshli Chacham Echot. Chacham asks the following. This is a Taisa Yivamas Dafnun Tes. V'chatirutza. The loy mechayiv knas al haro. Afila lemanda al moma. Haro zu achnosas atoro. In emke neymo. Da hamalkas al haro. V'hamomen al gvar bia. Which means that there's two aspects to the maisa bia. There's the beginning, which is called Hara, and there's the end. So the Chiyuv Malkus, or the Chiyuv Mamon, Taisra says in Yevamos, doesn't kick in, doesn't start, until the Gemar Bia. Until the end. That's when you chayev to pay the Knas. The Chiyuv Malkus, on Habal HaChoysoi, is immediately, as soon as you get near this woman, Hachnosas Atara, which means the beginning of Bia, you're ready chayev Misa. Bidei Shemaim, Yechayev Malkus. So look in Taisus in the arrow. Baharo ein knas. V'lishnoyus rab saro liyos kigma bia li niknas. Arayes, chayev elavin, chayev ase, ish lebaila, yevoma, nido, all these things, l'rab saro. Beginning of Bia is enough for all the surim. But for Mominus, it's not so gmar Bia. That's what Taisus says. So comes along the Pnei Yeshua, son-in-law, and says, why does the Gemara say over here? In Ksuvas Daf Lamed Omid Beis Omid Aleph. Right? That's the funny thing. Ksuvas Lamed Beis Omid Aleph. That the Gemara says, it's Kamle B'Drabimnei, that's Leike, even though Habala Chay said there's no Misa, but there's Chorus, and therefore there's Malkus. And Malkus and Mamun don't go together. What do you mean? Malkus Yechayev in the beginning, Mamun Yechayev at the end, there's no Kamle B'Drabimnei. That's the Kivegis, that's the Chacham Echos Kasha, or what's the name? So he gives a whole teretz, fascinating, he says, the Mikomukam al Gemar Nami Mukhiv Malkus, Vilopokin Yam Malkus al Gemar Bia. In other words, Yechayev Misa and Malkus, starting in the beginning, going all the way to the end. Why? Like Madlik Gadish with Shabbos, Akos Shabbos Shabbos, Chayev Misa and Shom. If you light a fire on Shabbos, says Kasha is, why do you say, Kamle Bilamine, you potter, on the, what's the name, you only chayiv misa ready when? On the first kernel that you lit. And the thousands of kernels that are happening afterwards, you should be chayiv mamon. So therefore, it's not kamle b'daminei. Elamai, you see that the chiyuv is the entire time. So kiveg is a whole chesem, why it doesn't make sense? Fine. But anyway, that's the question of The question of Kidego, at least the question of the Chacham Echod, and he writes, in other words, the son of the Bnei Yeshua asked the following question. Put everything away. Our Gemara says, that it's come Levi Ramine. Why? Chiyuv Mamon starts at the end of the Bia. Chiyuv Misa or Malchus is in the beginning. There's no come Levi Ramine. That's his question. Understand the question? Very simple. Let's read Upkivega inside and try and understand it. It's nice to go through Upkivega once, because it's like a whole different way of looking at things, and I had no idea what he's talking about. Maybe we can try and figure it out. Says Upkivega, number 2a. Uve'emez nirfini is daik to nirli yashif, kushas tais bivamas anal. Da'arei hadin. Says Upkivega like this. Why, if somebody is bo ala naiho, he's chayev knas? Why is he chayev knas? After all, the second he starts the bia, he makes her into a bu'ula. If the knas doesn't happen until the end, at that point she's already bu'ula. What's halacha? Is there knas by bu'ula? No. So then why you chayev altogether knas? Ever? That's the Gevega's question.
That's the Torah.
What?
Even if you want to say that, Svara is correct.
That's his kasha. It's a bu'ula. Slow down. So he says, "Vemes v'in is daiti nirli yashiv kushes tois to be vomes anal." Darei hadin din echod heraba b'achnasas haTorah. In other words, let's say somebody else would make her bu'ula, would do beginning of a bia, wouldn't do gemar bia, beginning of a bia, just a little bit. Then she becomes a bu'ula, and then somebody else is born this woman. Does he pay knas? Clearly not. She's already bu'ula. Dim echot heva bo b'achnas haTorah because the acha bo leo, and somebody else lives with her, right? Somebody else seduces her. Lekha knas. Kivin kwa husru absulim ala derishim. V'arvi kebo ala bu'ula. Nevertheless, ela d'ba'odim echot shuhu ha-ma'are v'ha-goymel, but if it's the same person, b'zeg zeres ha-kosef, l'chayv knas ala gmar, ha-chei shu ba'atmoy, hishir absulim ala derosh aloi. Which means that even though technically, if there'd be two separate people, one person doing the first part, somebody else doing the second part, then the first guy's potter because, he's no miso, he's a regular girl, so he didn't do anything, there's no knas yet. The second guy's potter because she's already bu'ula, so you're off the hook. Nevertheless, if it's the same person, she's a kosher. Clearly, you're chayef. That's a given. Says the Kivega, look how he looks at it. I didn't think of it. For Kivin Shekain, Miyushim Hetev Sugi Didon. Why? Kivin de Bishas HaRosoi. Since in the beginning, this man, when he lives with her in the beginning, who? The Achoisoi, his sister. Right? At the beginning. When he's Chayev Misen, Chayev Malkus. Nischayev Malkus B'chayev Elavin. So he's Chayev Malkus. As soon as he starts the beer, he's Chayev Malkus right away. Correct? So shuv I efsher shiyah rosei zu meviyosei lidei chiyuv mamon. So then, this beginning of the bia cannot make him chayuv mamon. Why? Because of kam lebi d'rabbi minei. So kam lebi d'rabbi minei says in Kivega means that when it comes to chiyuv mamon, it's like it's not me doing it. V'havei keloi herohu elokiilu nase al de'acher. Look what it's Kivega. Listen, Joe, you don't understand it.
I don't understand.
But the Kivega says it. We gotta figure out what he says. I'll explain to you what he says. But the Kivega says, listen, he says, that you're telling me that if somebody else starts the bia, and then somebody else does the second part, right? That somebody else afterwards seduces her, the second guy's off the hook and the first guy's off the hook. First guy didn't do anything, because that's not chayiv knas until the end. The first, second guy just started, didn't do anything. The second guy, she's already bu'ula, so you're off the hook also. Says the Kivega, if it's the same guy, clearly you're chayiv. That's a terrorism chayiv, you like Seth says, clearly you're chayiv. Says the Kivega, but if the first guy does it, correct, he starts it, so in Hilchos kam le bidrabmei, let's say it's his sister, achoisai. So in Hilchos kam le bidrabmei, he tells me, then when it comes to Misa and Malkus,
he did the action, but in Hilchos Mamon, right, it's not him doing it. That's what Kamlei B'Avmei means. Why you potter on Mamon when you do Bisa and Mamon? Because I did the action of Bisa, when it comes to Mamon, Ki'ilu Acher, like somebody else does it. Says the Kineg, it's like somebody else does it, so that when he's Chayiv on the second part, but she's already Bu'ula, through who? Through somebody else. So if it's not, he's butter. So that's what the Gemara says, Kamlei
B'Avmei. That only works again according to the first description, which is that the Misa potters you.
Correct.
So if you say the Misa potters you, then you didn't do the second act.
Correct. No, no, you did do the second act. But she's ready Bu'ula, not through you.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah, correct.
But if you say the Indian is through Rishuyos.
Oh, that's all. That's all I want to say. That's Imre Moshe's Kasha on the prime. That's the Imre Moshe's Kasha of Kivega. That's all I wanted to say. But let's first understand this part. You're right. That's why the whole thing doesn't work. Based on the prime. Thank you. That's the whole point. But that's the svar. You understand what the svar is? I don't fully understand the svar, but that's what he's saying. Let's read it together, and we'll see what it says. Now, and then he says further.
Like you didn't do it.
Like, that's what Kivega says.
You weren't there. You didn't do it.
Correct. I didn't do it. So therefore she became through somebody else. So then when I did do the second part, she's already a Bu'ula. So therefore, I'm potter on a mamon. That's the Gemara's kasha of Kamlei B'Avmei. And then the Gemara says, according to Ula, you'll be chayv on a mamon and potter on Malchus. That's the second chiddush that the Gemara says over here. But clearly, it's a concept of Kamlei B'Avmei. And then he says like this, V'imato mechayv on a mamon, all this is straightforward for word of Kivega. V'imato mechayv on a mamon, and if you are mechayv on a mamon, zem mikoyach shigam haro hayim imenu. Elamai, you want to say, it's all considered him. So if it's all considered him, then clearly there is a Kimle B'Avmei. If you tell me that Elamai, it's not Shizbula, but you want to say, no, you're Chayiv Mamon, because for some reason what he did in the beginning is all considered one action, so clearly there's a Kimle B'Avmei. B'Shapri Pechino, you know, the Ma'is Mishalim, Ein Lech Mishalim, Ukisvorezu Mamish Kotzu Teisus Gitin, Menasar B'Sevedibu, V'Nachem Moi Be'ezaz Hashem Yisbach. These are the words of Kivega. Says Kivega, and I'll prove to you that I'm right, the Svara, because not my Svara, Tosfos and Gittin says this Svara. Huh? I know what he's talking about. So let's read Tosfos and Gittin, and then, and so much so difficult is Kivega, that his son, the whole next page, has a whole thing that I'll explain what my father meant. Because many don't understand, myself included, what my father meant, and he goes through the whole thing. And tell me if I read it right, I don't know, we'll read it together. You know what? The Gemara Gittin. Let's first see the Gemara Gittin, and then we'll see the explanation of Kivega. Look at number 3. So the Gemara says like this: Hametame v'hamedame v'hamenasech, which means that if you take somebody's wine and you menasech it, you pick it up and you make it for avodah zarah. So b'vashoy get potter. The Gemara says the reason why: b'mezit chayiv. You chayiv to pay, right? Even though you menasech, you chayiv to pay. The Gemara says it has a shein and nicker, but nevertheless, if you do it, everything, you steal it, and you're menasech, so you have to pay. So the Gemara says, Itmar menasech, what does menasech mean? Rav Omar menasech mamish, Ushmul Omar ma'arif. Rav says, you really did avodah zarah. Look in the Rashi, Shich Sheikh biyodai lesoicha l'shem avodah zarah, bekachos avodah son, which means he did a real avodah zarah. And the other man who says, no, you just made the asabana, yayin nesr, b'yayin kosher, shchaveh asabana. So one man says, you actually did avodah zarah nisuch. The other one says, no, you just mixed it together, and you made the asabana midrabanan. So the Gemara says, ma'arev ma'itam alo menasech. Why doesn't it say poshab shat? The Gemara says, Nibish says menasech. Why do you say you do avodah zarah? Amalach, he tells him, menasech, kamlei b'derav minei. Menasech, you potter. Why? Because kamlei b'derav minei. If you did menasech, so clearly you potter, you don't have to pay. Because you made avodah zarah, you chayv misa. V'idach l'adam man domar, kid Rabbi Yirmiya. Dom Rabbi Yirmiya, mishas hagbo hu dekona, mischay b'nafshei, lahava atshas nisuch. That's it. That the reason why there's no kamlei b'derav minei, because you picked it up in the beginning. So therefore, when you keep it at the beginning, you stole it, so that you have to pay. And afterwards, you menasech it, so there's no kamlei b'davminei. Again, the chiyuv mamonis starts right away. The chiyuv misa doesn't start till the end. There's no kamlei b'davminei. So Tosfos asks, he's right. So what pshat? in the other manomar who says that menasech is kom levit amine, it's not kom levit amine. You pick it up your chayev neighbor and you miss it a chayev to the end. That's Tesis Kasha. So what's that? So look in Tesis number 3a. Let's read it together. Void Yeshleima, the time of the Shmuel, the reason of Shmuel, is afagav dagbo lavtzer nisachu, even though you pick it up, has nothing to do with the menasech, and therefore there is no kom levit amine. You're picking it up, it's chayev mamon. You're stealing it when you pick it up. Nisuch in that chayev till afterwards. I feel like a potter. Why? Kiven dashaz nisuch loy mechayev. Since if you only be menasech, you're not chayev. Because kam leib der abim inei. Sashaz hagbo nami mifto. Do oma loy hareshav chov necho. Kemoy trume vinitmus. I know what that means. The kemoy, just like. Vim nischoy achel. Oma loy hareshav chov necho. Just like if somebody else would be menasechet, then he can tell him, hey, I didn't do anything, I just picked it up. Here, take your thing back. So just because, in other words, if somebody else would be menasechet, I didn't do anything. Right? Why didn't do anything? Because I just picked it up, and I didn't do anything. And the guy who is menasech also doesn't do anything. If he's just menasech, right? You're also not doing anything. If you just do nisuch, you can say, take it back. Only if you do both together, you pick it up, you steal it, and you're menasech, then there's a chiv hashava, and then nisuch is not good enough, and therefore, once you menasech it, you can return it. But if I just do nisuch, or just pick it up, I can tell him I'm returning it to you. Nevertheless, achinami, ki nisuch le'ihu, if the other guy, if he himself does nisuch, he makes a avodah zarah, afagaf, the menasech le'bidayim, given the kamle b'drabminei. I don't know even what he's trying to say. I don't know if I'm kibega found in this thesis. I don't understand what the connection is. Some reason, there's just like, well, basically what he's saying is like this, that just like when it comes to knas, the chi of mammon is not till the end, and the chi of misa is right away. And nevertheless, we say that if there's kamle b'drabminei on one part, so then the other part is considered. Then it's considered like I didn't do anything, and therefore I'm not chayiv on the chiyuv mamon either. So too by hagbah and nisuch. If the hagbah and the nisuch are two separate parts, chiyuv kamei b'nam, chiyuv misa is on nisuch, chiyuv mamon is on hagbah. But if I can separate, if I for some reason one is connected to the other, then you know I'm off the hook from one kamei b'nam and it potters me in the other one as well. That's from Kivega's connection. I don't understand it. So let's read it together. Hopefully we'll understand it once we get to the next part. Because I don't, Joe, you understand the connection to Tosfos? Neither do I. So let's see inside. Because I don't understand either. Omar, I think this means Omar ben HaMechaber. Kivega's son. Omar ben HaMechaber. Avar dvorim elu ktsas lefnei ktana havona kamoini. I'll explain these words of my father in front of the ktane havona. Those that don't understand. Hinyani Lizer, the one who pushed me to it, is Rav Echad Poi, a rabbi over here, Kiriisi, because I see him, Shayne Dvarim Eilu B'Ksav Yad, he's trying to understand it, V'lo Amad Alikom, he doesn't fully get it. V'Abba Mori Zer Sukal, V'Tzoyne B'Zer. My father clearly wants people to understand what he's saying, and therefore, let me try and explain what my father meant. She said like this. He's back to the case of Knas. Darei Zer Yochal Leimalo, because this person that seduced this girl, he can tell her, asayf bia, on the end of the bia, which makes me chayiv in knas, he can tell her, hareyad bu'ul elofenecho, ale de hara shekodmoch. I didn't do anything wrong, because when am I chayiv knas? On the end of the bia. But she's already bu'ula from beforehand. V'id ha'chi chayiv rachmona, and if you tell me the Torah makes you chayiv, the choshu alat me also ba maisaro, because when he did the beginning, mischayev asoy bio afshe kvar nene besulo, so therefore he's chayev. So you're telling me, what do you mean? You can tell her, it's not me. After all, she's already bula, but you're the one who made her into bula, and therefore you should be chayev. So then maybe hadim in mafes begitin. So he brings a proof from the Gemara in Gittin that says that for kam lebi derab minei, it's enough to make you potter. Why? The If a person steals something, He has to pay it back. El d'chol sha'gezel be'en, but as long as the item is still there, after huzak behezek she'ena nikar, yochalem ha'reish ha'lof necha. He can technically tell him, you're right, I stole it, but I'm returning it to you. Zulas unless, imagazlan asmoi, osaboy maisa ha'nezek. Unless he himself, besides stealing it, he also made it into Avodah Zarah. Then he cannot say, oh, I'm returning it to you. In other words, if I just would steal it, I can tell you, here, take it back. But if I myself, if afterwards it became Avodah Zarah, then I cannot say, oh, take it back, because I'm the one who made it into Avodah Zarah. Ki oz ava nesek nazeh ba'ifin she'ena chayv alof, even though the one who does the Avodah Zarah, technically it's called Hezek She'ena Nikar, because it just became Avodah Zarah. Nevertheless, mikom kein yochalei ma'aresh alachalof necha b'chayv l'shalim, which means that if technically if I steal something, I can say, hey, take it back. And if I make it yai nesach afterwards, then I'm chayv to pay you for it, because I cannot say take it back, because I made it into nesach. So therefore he said like this, v'arehocha, ha'ilechudei v'ha'ilechudei, einim medi alav achiyuv. Which means, if you do each one separately, you're not chayev. Dilu osa maisa gezo ba'atzmoy. Let's say I would steal it. V'loy osa maisa nezik ba'atzmoy. And somebody else does the nisuch, loy hoye chayev. He wouldn't be chayev, right? If I steal it, and then you do the nesach, so I can tell you, I'm not chayev. Here, take it back. Somebody else did the nisuch, he's also potter. Because he says, hezek shein and nikr. I didn't do anything. V'ilu osa maisa nezik ba'atzmoy. If somebody else steals it and I do the nisuch, I'm also not chayev. So each one by itself, I do each one separately, I'll be potter. And therefore it should be, shigam ba'asa shneihem lo yechayev. So even if I steal it and then I make it into Avodah Zarah, I should also be potter. Nevertheless, the Torah says I'm chayev. The chayev of ma'isik zela, I'm chayev if I stole it. In ba'atmai oise achakach ma'isa nezik. Atchetayme the ma'isa nezik ain't a dove mechayvoy achutinai chiyuv. In other words, if you did both, then you chayev on both. In other, you chayev even though each one separately you're a potter. And then he said like this: v'nidon didom doime b'doime b'dinah einis ma'mafater. The ma'isik ma'bio mevi'el of chiyuv tashlumik nas. The end of the bio makes him chayev to pay. Elachodosh nasis bula mikoidem ala deharo ainu chayev zulal ainu chayev. But if, however, she was a bula ready first, you're not chayev. Zulas imzeh boil baatzmoi also ba ma'isa shalom b'sulam baro. Unless he eats himself, ki oz afzal aros ainu chayev mikom kum chayev a ma'isa digma bia. Varehu lechudei v'hai lechudei ainu maybe olav achiyuv. Each one separately doesn't make him chayev. If you just do the first part, you won't have chayv to pay. And if he does just the second part, and somebody else does the first part, he's also potter. So if he does both, he should also be potter. Eladochi chayve rachmana, the chayve amaisig ma'abia, in ba'atmishim sel de'erosoi. As the maisig roi, in chayve achut na'achiyuv. In other words, for some reason, even though technically speaking, if he does the first part, he's potter. If he does the second part and somebody else does the first part, he's also potter. If he does both, he's chayve. And nevertheless, right, it's the same scenario. If I steal by itself, I'm potter. If I'm benatzach by itself, I'm potter. If I do both together, I'm chayev. Right? What? Because he has a kasher, correct. So in other words, he found a similar case. We didn't get anywhere yet. In other words, if I do the first part, and I don't do the second part, I'm potter on knas. If I do the second part and somebody else does the first part, I'm also potter on knas. If I do both, I'm chayev. Same thing by gzela. If I steal the wine and somebody else is menasech, I'm potter. And somebody else is potter also. If somebody, right, because if I steal it, I can say, here, take it back. If somebody else is menasech, somebody else stole it, I didn't do anything. But if you do both, you're chayev. Now, the chivin, the tesvat tesis, back to the case of the wine. Chivin, the kosvat tesis. Since tesis says, dim gozal ayayin bahagbah, that if you stole the wine by picking it up, v'nischay achakach, and then you made into yayin nesach, kiven de ala nisach, come later rabbi minei, since on the avodah zara part, make into yayin nesach, we say come later rabbi minei, yochaloi haloimal, hareshach alofnecha, davi kilu nosri achel. So we say that your potter, even on the stealing part, even though you do everything, you're chayev. But if you are menasechit, for some reason Taisa says, that's called kamle b'drabminei, even on the part that came before. Right? Why? Because it's like, it's as if somebody else did the nesech part. Because kamle b'drabminei tells me that I'm only chayev on the misa, but on the actual mammonistic part, it's not me doing it, somebody else does it. Harem ubulacha, it's clear to you. The gamim hoyechayev misa, rak b'shas, as he is maise tnai mechayev. In other words, even though you only chayev misa on the precursory parts, after b'shas, as he is demchayev lo yechiv chiv misa, potem et ashlumin. Nevertheless, we say that chiv misa on one precludes you from the chiv misa on the other part. It's considered like you didn't do it, and therefore you put on the whole thing. So it's like somebody else did the nisuch. Since by nisuch, you chayev nisuch, so we say that it's not considered you doing the nisuch, and therefore you separated the misa from the action, and therefore you can say, in other words, why does Taisa say, I think that's what he's saying, why does Taisa say that when I steal it, and I'm a nasachet, I'm still potter kam lebid aminei. What do you mean? If I do both, I'm should be chayev. So I think he says the reason is because since by nisuch you chayev misa kam lebid aminei, so we say that it's like I did not do the nisuch, somebody else did the nisuch. So if somebody else did the nisuch, so when I picked it up, I can say take it back. Hareish chalof nechah. Because I know, but the moment aspect of the nisuch, somebody else did. The getting rid of the wine that I cannot say, take your item back that I stole, somebody else did. That's kamle b'drabmei means. I think that's what it means to say. In other words, when I steal something, I can tell you, here, take it back. It's still around. Once I made the nisuch, so that means I can tell you, take it back, so I'm chayev on the momentus as well. Right? That's every case. What's the case of Gzeila and Nisuch? I steal something, I steal your wine, I can tell you, Hagesh Chol of Necha. I didn't take anything here, take it back. Right over here in front of you. But once I made it into Yayin Nesach, so I'm Chayiv on a Mominus. Why am I Chayiv on a Mominus? Because I can't say, take it back. Because I just made it into Yayin Nesach. So even though technically speaking, my making to Yayin Nesach by itself is Hezek Shein and Nikr, but the fact that I made the Yayin Nesach, it's enough to preclude it that I cannot tell you Hareish Chalofanecha. Wait. But that should be the case. Right? Nevertheless, Taisa says that Kam Lebedame means that you're not Chayev on the stealing part. Why not? He says the reason is because it's not that I, regarding the Mominous part of the Nisuch, it's not that I made a Nesach and therefore I cannot say Hareish Chalofanecha. I'm chayev misa, that means that who's the one who made a nesach? Somebody else. And therefore, it doesn't preclude me from saying a reish chalof necha, and therefore I'm part of the mamnus. That's what Taisa says. What don't you understand?
I understand that.
Seth, you following or not?
No, really.
I'll tell you again.
And the nesach part should be the part that you did do. It's the mamnus part.
I got it. But in the kam le b'daminei, in the nesach part is really doing two things. I'm making something usher, and it's putting the nail in the coffin that I cannot say, take back your gzeila that I stole from you. Correct? Yeah. Correct? Is that what it means?
So you're saying because it's precluding me really to take back?
Because, so the answer is this. Kam le b'drabmei means tells me, says Rebbe Kivega, that's what Taisa says, and I'll show you the words in Taisa afterwards. Kam le b'drabmei tells me that when I make the nisuch, so I'm bir avayda zara, I'm chayv misa, so the moministic part that I took it away from you once and for all for good, that I can't return it to anymore, is not done through me. Kamalei Ramine tells me somebody else did that. And once it's somebody else who does that, So therefore, I can tell you, I'm Eish Chalav Amecha. That's where I'm potter on the Mammonis.
I think it's the other way around. Kimlei Rabbanei is getting you off the hook on the Gneva, not on the Nesek.
Correct.
So when I say Kimlei Rabbanei, it says, I didn't do that.
I didn't do the Gzela? No, I sold the Gzela first.
Well, but then what's Kimlei with the Rabbanei?
I thought Kimlei means on the Nisuch part that I made it that you can't say Aresh Chalof Necho. That wasn't me that did it.
Well, Kimlei with the Rabbanei is saying, since you can't punish me for both, I'm off the hook on the Gzela.
Correct.
Now, if I didn't do the Gzela, it's like two separate people acting.
Correct.
One guy did the Gzela, and one guy did the Nesek.
Correct, but I did the Gzela already.
Kimlei v'the Rabbanei gets me out of the Gzela.
How does it get me out of the Gzela? It's two different times.
Kimlei v'the Rabbanei says...
I know, so what is Pesach Chiddush?
You can only punish me for the worst one.
Correct.
The worst one is the Nesek.
Correct.
Means I'm off the hook.
But the Gzela was not at the same time. What is Tzad and Tzad? I know.
I can apply Kimlei v'the Rabbanei.
So I,
because I implied it gets me off the hook for the Gzela.
Correct.
And now two different people did the Gzela.
No, Rabinay is saying that.
I don't think that's what he means to say, because.
Right, even if I steal it, right? Up until the time I do Niso, I can say
correct. So all Kimlei Rabinay tells me. No, so when I do Nisuch, exactly what does it mean like this? When I do the Nisuch, that's the final act of the Gzela. That part I did not do. That's all it means. Because the Nisuch is the final act of Gzela. The final act of the Gzela in the Nisuch part,
the Hezek
of the Nisuch part, I did not do. No, Kimlei Rabinei means that I did the Nisuch part of Avodah Zarah, and I didn't do the Gzela part of Avodah Zarah.
Right.
But in the Nisuch part. Not the original Gzela. That's the Chiddush of Taisus. Otherwise, how's Taisus explaining it? Taisus says, I stole it first, and then I did Avodah Zarah. So I'm Chayv Misa Avodah Zarah. What does that do with my stealing it? Why does it get me off the hook of stealing? But how is it going to change my original stealing? Says the Pekideg, I'll tell you how it changed my original stealing. My stealing is not finalized until I do the Nisuch, right? Until I do this, that's the stealing. Otherwise, I can always return it to you. So Nisuch is a two things happen by Nisuch. Number one, I do chayv Nisuch because I have a desire. And number two, I finalize the stealing. Says the Bekevega, Taita is saying that Avodah Zarah, Kimlei Rabinei tells me, Avodah Zarah you did, but the finalizing of the stealing is not you. Somebody else did it. That's not your Maisa. And therefore, you put her on the Gzela. On the Rizal Gzela. Okay, fine. So I call the Rizal Gzela being ended by the Nisuch.
That I'm doing
with him, right. Correct. Why is it so? Really, slow down. It's very messy. Let's just read Taisa inside. I think that's what Kiveg is saying, though. Let's read it back in the Taisa. Here. The Kumoidin Nischai Acher. That's exactly what he means. Now I understand Taisa. Let's read it by the underlines. The Kumoid, just like, in Nischai Acher. Let's say I stole it. Aryeh. Yeah. I stole it, and somebody else was Menasech. Right? Am I chayiv on my gzela?
No.
But let's say somebody else is menasech it.
Yeah, so like,
so am I chayiv gzela? Right? I can return it still. Right. So
and
he says.
The fact that you can't return it is because of the
exactly. Other. Nothing to do with me. It's not me doing it. So that's what he says. The k'moy din nischay ache. Just like if I stole it and somebody else is menasech it, I can still return it because I say, hey, I didn't do the nisuch part, and therefore I can return the gzela part. Hachanami ki nisuch le'iu. Even if he himself was menasechit, apagavdim nasle b'dayim, kiven de kimle b'derabimine. Since kimle b'derabimine, it's like somebody else does that part, and therefore I'm put on the gzela. Black and white, Taisa says it. Now I read the words of Taisa. Makes a lot of sense. Says in Kivenia, the same thing you will say by the B'tchilas Bia and Soiv Bia. How is that the same thing? So he says, the same thing over here, in Cain, number G. Again. Let's read F again. B'chiv in the Kosva Taisis. And just like Taisis says, Dim Gozala Yayin Bahagba, V'nishchoy. They just picked up the wine, and then afterwards you menasech it. Kivan Dala Nisach Kamle Bramne, Yochalem Naresh Rabnecha, David Kilo Nisachay Acher, on the final aspect of the Xela, which is a Nisach. It's like somebody else did that. Hare Mabunacha, Begam Machay Chay Nisach, Rak Bashasi as Meister Naim, etc. Fine. David Kilo, who was the Meister Nisach, Kilo Kilo Acher, also it's like somebody else did the Nisach part. Im Kain, who had them been in the Don? Kivan Bashasi as Meister Tnai Hamachayev, Hainu Bashas Aro, Hoyachayev Miso, Malchus,
same thing over here. In other words, by the chiyuv, mominus is at the end. Correct? The chiyuv mominus is at the end. But the only time the chiyuv mominus is completed. In other words, he can say that my chiyuv, exactly, since my chiyuv of Misa or Malkus is the beginning part, so that tells me that the mominous aspect of the beer is like somebody else. So therefore, when it comes to my, I did the second part, and my mominous aspect I have to pay, I say no, somebody else did the first part, and therefore, says the Kivager, I'm potter from the mominous. There's no Kamele B'Damine. The Kamele B'Damine tells me there's Eina Leika Mishalem. Exact same thing like Taishas. Just like Taishas says that if I did the Gzela and then I did a Nisuch, and nevertheless Kamele B'Damine tells me enough that the second part of the Gzela, which is a Nisuch, is not attributed to me, and I pass on the Mammon, so to over here. When I did the Beer, which is the first part, makes me Chayav Misa Malkus, so that's enough to tell me that the first part which made her into Bula is not me either. Because Kamele B'Damine tells me the mominous aspect, the knas aspect of the Bia is not me, it's somebody else. And if it's somebody else, it's not me doing the whole thing, it's somebody else doing the first part, and I'm doing the second part, and hence I'm potter on the mominous.
Even though the order switched?
Order switched, doesn't make a difference. The same aspect, the svar being, Kamele B'Damine tells me, you only did the Avodah Zarah part, the Misa part, the Malkus part, but when it comes to the mominous aspect of that part, it's not you doing it. Hence, you're potter on Gzela, and you're potter on doing the second part, because it's not you doing it, if somebody else did it, it's like somebody else took the first part, and you were boiler woman as ready Bula, and therefore Kivega says, that's my Raya from Tesis, that therefore it's Eina Leika Mishalem.
And in a regular case,
One thing. Correct.
So we don't say that
as
someone as if someone else did.
No, because there's no Kamele B'Damine. Kamele B'Damine tells me somebody else doing it. This is the famous of Kivego holds that Kamele B'Damine means when it comes to the moment apart, it's not me doing it. And that's how he explains out of here in the case to answer the Kasha of Yeshua. All I'm saying this for is the Imre Moshe says, not so simple. That's all good by Misa and Mammon. There we say that it's not me doing it. But by Malkus and Mammon, according to Chaim, it's not Pshat that it's not me doing it. It, of course, is me doing it. Just we're not giving you two punishments. So the whole Kivega falls apart. At the end of the day, I did everything. So why is there Kamele B'Damine? I should be Chaim on the thing. That's all the Imre Moshe says. Look what he writes in here. V'apia nali, after the Talat came, the Malkus ain misalik ha-maisa legamre, v'shapish l'chayvoy al-gemar b'yah. That's how I brought in this Imre Moshe. Now, I'm happy I actually went through it, because I never understood, even when I learned it there, I didn't understand. I told my son, I said, I'm going to go to this year. I don't understand this in Kivega. I said, maybe we'll learn this year together one time. But that's clearly what Kivega is saying. It's amazing. I mean, this Kivega is five lines. It's a whole, like, who learns like this today? I mean, Louis way of learning it. But he had a riot from Matthias.
We were in good company and not
understanding. Exactly. But after his son explained it, I get what he's saying. Meaning, that's the svara of Kamele B'Damine. Kamele B'Damine means, by that, to walk away with this svara. Kamele B'Damine means that when it comes to the mominous aspect of this action that I'm doing, that's not me doing it. It's done through somebody else. And that's why I'm potter on the mominous aspect. So much so that if I do the Gzela and I do the Nisuch afterwards, Taisha says it. That we say that on the, even though the Nisuch is the final act of the Gzela, but since the Nisuch you potter because of Kamele B'Damine, So it's not considered the final act of the own gzeilah that you did yourself. Sorry, it's not you doing it, and you're potter. Same over here. If I do, if I'm born this woman, the tchilas bia, and I do the whole thing. But since the tchilas bia is enough to make me chayev malchus or misa, so we say that on the mumness, the knas aspect of this bia, that's not me doing it. If not me doing it, it's like somebody else doing it. So then when I do the second part, which makes me chayev mumen, the first part was done already by somebody else. And therefore, I'm taka potter, and there's kumleved adminei. That's the pshat of Kiveger to answer the Pnei Yeshua's question, that why is the kumleved adminei? After all, the first part is the chayev mumen, the second part is the chayev mumen. The answer is, because it's not me doing it, and therefore she's a bula. Just like we found by Kiveger in the Tosfos, that it's not me doing it, and therefore I didn't do the Maisik Zeyla, I can say a Reish Chalof Adecha. That's what Kiveger's Raya. Comes along the Imre Moshe and says, yeah, this all this as far as correct. If it's Misa and Mammon, then it's not me doing it. Malkus and Mammon, of course it's me doing it. Just don't punish you twice, like Abchaim said in the beginning. That's the case. So our case for Malkus and Mammon doesn't answer the Kasha of the Pnei Yeshua. That's the Amkus of Kiveger. Kedai, listen, you meet somebody,